Many approached Padre Pio hoping for gentle consolation. Instead, they often received direct, penetrating guidance. Yet, those encounters changed lives. Today's testimony reveals how he guided penitents and what his advice can still teach us today. Stay tuned. Ave Mundis Pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. And if you haven't yet downloaded our new ebook on indulgences, you will find a link in the description below. It will be available until the end of Lent. Today's story comes from the book Stories of Padre Pio by Madame Katharina Tangari. Within its pages, she describes what confession to Padre Pio was generally like, how it usually began, how he spoke, and how he guided souls. But she also shares some practical words from Padre Pio that really helped her in her own struggles. Without further ado, here's what she shared. Madame Tangari writes that Padre Pio possessed a unique gift of conquering hearts through simplicity. His brief words, whether counsels, admonitions, or encouragements, carried an exceptional power. They struck to the very core of a person capable of shaking consciences in a surprising way. This was felt above all in confession. She explains that preparation through prayer was essential. When a penitent was well prepared, even the few minutes available were sufficient. There was time for everything. Padre Pio showed an extreme economy in the use of time. He focused entirely on what was essential. There were no useless words. Often, from the very beginning, he would interrupt with a few inspired words. Words capable of directing the soul straight towards the solution of its problems. Most confessions began in the same way. Padre Pio would ask how long it had been since the last confession. This simple question established contact between confessor and penitent. It suddenly seemed as if he knew everything about the person kneeling before him. If an answer was vague or imprecise, he would correct it himself, leaving the penitent with the feeling that Padre Pio saw their soul as it truly was before God. His language could sometimes possess a rough realism that surprised newcomers, leaving them perplexed. However, as one grew accustomed to this manner, its usefulness and salutary effect became clear. As a confessor, Padre Pio acted like a surgeon, one who must wound in order to heal. If there was evil present, he went straight to the root in order to remove it completely. Yet, his severity was never arbitrary or unjust. His sole intention was to heal souls. For this reason, confessions made to him were always fruitful. And here's what I believe is the heart of Padre Pio's spirituality. He taught that it was unwise to become disturbed by one's troubles. Instead, he urged souls to face them using the means fate provides. He tolerated neither sadness nor discouragement, and constantly directed penitents towards prayer as the most efficacious remedy. Above all, he encouraged trust in God and in divine providence. But here's something that may surprise you. Madame Tangari says that one could not seek in Padre Pio a consoler of pains. He rarely offered words of compassion for temporal suffering. And yet, his words always gave new strength and courage, enabling souls to carry their crosses more faithfully. What had once seemed unbearable often became light through his guidance and example. She recounts that, on one occasion, she complained in confession about a family problem that seemed impossible to endure. Padre Pio responded with a single question, "And you really can't bear this?" In that moment, she realized how small the problem truly was and resolved not to take it so seriously. The effect was immediate and liberating. On another occasion, she spoke of an injustice that weighed upon her as a great cross and asked how she should respond. Padre Pio answered simply, "Put up with it. It will become light." And that's exactly what happened. Padre Pio was especially severe when it came to lukewarmness, particularly neglect of prayer or of promises made to God in times of need. He never released penitents from vows or commitments they had promised. Instead, he showed them how to fulfill them faithfully and obtained for them the strength to do so. For years, Madame Tangari had committed herself to 1 hour of the perpetual rosary on the seventh day of each month. Despite having both time and freedom, she often neglected this commitment. She had hardly mentioned the neglectance when she received an unexpected rebuke from Padre Pio. "Unfortunate woman," he said, "do you not know that we must be alert on the road to salvation? Only the fervent succeed in reaching it, never the lukewarm or those who sleep." These words left such a deep impression on her soul that from that moment on, she never neglected that holy commitment again. And with that, we conclude today's story. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.